These are the top stories of the week for CharismaNews.com. I'm John Matarazzo. For number five, we have Catherine Craik revealing stunning testimony of ministry explosion. Now, in this article, which is taken from an interview that I did with Catherine Craik, she shares that she received a prophetic word that she was supposed to become an apostle of Jesus Christ. It was prophesied that through her, God would perform many mighty miracles throughout the nations. And she took this prophecy to heart and believes that revival is now. Catherine eventually embarked on starting the fivefold church that she pastors over in California. And she shares about many miraculous things that have happened since the church has started, and really throughout COVID, the start of that as well, and how God has used that to grow. Next, we have Chuck Pierce's Vision of America and states that have lost their covenant with God. Chuck Pierce says in this that God showed me something else in every state. He showed me every state had iniquitous thrones within each state that we have to topple for the glory to arise in the state. But he said, but he saw which ones were part of the covenant with the Lord and which ones were not. Read this article at charismanews.com or click the link in the description below so that you can read this whole article and watch the video where Chuck Pierce talks about this. In this article, Michael Snyder is saying that China is practicing for an apocalyptic war against Taiwan. The Western world is not taking this threat seriously. Now, he says that China has just launched an enormous military exercise codenamed Joint Sword 2024A. Which are designed to simulate what a war against Taiwan would look like. Now, something that's very interesting here that I took away from this is once China goes to war with Taiwan, we, as America, will instantly be at a state of war with China. That is not a good situation to be. So there's going to be a lot of things that you will pray about as you read this article. Definitely go to charismanews.com to check out the full thing. Now, here we have suspicious net worth of disgraced pastor surfaces during the investigation. Mika Miller, who had passed away, her husband, Pastor John Paul Miller, there's definitely some suspicions that have been raised about his wealth. It's a small church, and combing through the land records, tax forms, and online databases, they tabulate its value to $5.59 million for his portfolio. The value included almost $500,000 plane and land acreage. There is definitely questions about where this all came from. Definitely this story continues to be heartbreaking and unfolding. And along the lines of heartbreaking is a young missionary couple from the United States are among three that have been murdered in Haiti's capital. A U.S. missionary couple was abducted, shot, and killed by criminal gang members in Haiti's capital after ministering at a youth group activity at a local church, according to police official and their missions group. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker announced on Friday, last Friday, that a Haitian gang had killed his daughter Natalie and son-in-law Davy Lloyd, serving as missionaries in Haiti. Please keep the family in prayer as they are going through mourning of the loss of their children. I'm John Matarazzo for